This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
And without further ado, DeBank! DeBank!
Yes?
DeBank! I'm just trying to torture you, Greg.
Yeah, I know. Take off on the plane, for those who don't know.
Yes, and every time I get a chance to do something similar,
yes.
I torture those
pretty much, yeah.
Around me.
Yes. Yeah, which would be the team over here, yeah.
But
yes.
It always leads to something real.
That's
a real story. I'm not
true.
Just saying, debank.
Just to be irritating.
You know what the idea of debanking is? It's where banks agree, hey, I don't like what your business is, or maybe your political affiliation or something, so we're just not going to do business with you.
Kind of like, oh, your company sells guns?
Yeah.
Oh, no, then we can't give you a loan, or we can't have you have your accounts here.
Clearly, you're evil.
Yes.
It's in the Constitution.
But now, these things have happened, which is why this is a story.
President Trump Thursday signed executive orders to ban political debanking and to broaden 401k investment choices for Americans. The first order, guaranteeing fair banking for all Americans, prohibits federal regulators from pushing policies that enable banks and other financial institutions to deny services due to political beliefs, religious beliefs, or lawful business activities. Meaning, yeah, you can't just say we're anti-gun,
right.
So we are not going to finance anything or have anything to do with that.
Now, I know this is separate, I guess, from the banks, depending on who owns them now, because several have gone through different ownerships. But some of your little Cash App kind of apps and, you know, the Square mm-hmm. and things like that,
yeah,
they don't allow for anything gun-related, some of those.
Some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So you got to be careful. So, you know, people will go, well, send it as a, you know, as a friend gift or something like that, because if they know what it's for, they won't let you do the transaction.
Well, just my thing would be, if I find out somebody is purposefully engaging in that activity, I won't do business with
them. That's what I do.
So. Yeah. Banking yep. regulators are directed to end reputational risk and other equivalent concepts that foster politicized or unlawful debanking. Now, under this order, all small financial institutions that fall under the Small Business Administration's jurisdiction will be required to make reasonable efforts to reinstate clients and potential clients previously denied services due to unlawful banking. The Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent, he's got to establish a plan to counter additional debanking activities that are of a politicized or unlawful nature. He's instructed to weigh potential legislative or regulatory solutions. All right, so this is a good thing that the president has done. I think that's something that maybe Congress should have addressed. It should have been addressed long time ago.
Should have been, yeah.
And you see, that's the thing about the left. Anytime they can exert any sort of pressure, they if they can't win on an issue, and clearly guns has been a losing thing for them for decades now. And so what they do is they say, well, we can't we can't stop it. We can't just completely, you know, keep people from possessing firearms. However, let's make it as painful and difficult as we can in any way, shape, or form. In other words, they write down what could make people jump through more hoops, make it more difficult. And that's exactly what they do. Yep. The orders are not publicly scheduled. They were announced shortly before Trump signed a proclamation, declaring August 7th yesterday, as we talked about very often, Purple Heart Day, at an event with more than 100 Purple Heart recipients. That was happening in the East Room. But, yeah, this is the second order that Trump signed on Thursday is called the Democratizing Access to Alternative Assets for 401k Investors. Okay, what that means is it states the order directs the Secretary of Labor to re-examine the Department of Labor's guidance on a fiduciary's duties regarding alternative asset investment in ERISA-governed 401ks and other defined contribution plans. And they want to clarify the Labor Department's position on this. And, it gets into the weeds a little bit here. I'll try to find a simpler explanation for it. Maybe not for you, but for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's All About Bob.
So we can easily understand that.
That could be the name of a movie, All About Bob.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.